You're tuned to Here and Now here on AM 580. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight at the Spurlock Museum is another movie in WILL's Community Cinema Film Series. Joining me in the studio to talk about that is Illinois Public Media's Lindsay Moon. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Jason.
So tonight we'll be showing Medora.
Yes.
That's the name of it. So tell us about this film.
So Medora is a documentary that shadows what was at one time the losingest high school basketball team in the country, based in Medora, Indiana. It's a very small town, right around 72 students in the high school, for the whole high school.
So it's very small.
Yeah, yep. And so they're trying to field a basketball team from those 72 students, and so they've had, you know, seasons and seasons of losses. The town is very much like lots of small towns in the Midwest, used to be bustling with industry, lots of manufacturing, and then when those jobs got outsourced to other places, people started to move away and the population just decreased, and that's when the basketball team started to lose.
So it's a story about a basketball team, but it's also a story that's bigger than just kids playing basketball.
Right, right. So the basketball team is one of the only teams that the school has the money to support, so the students in that school and having basketball practice after school gives them a place to go and something to be involved in. A lot of the students on this team, as you'll see in the movie, if you hopefully come tonight to the Spurlock Museum at 7, struggle with other issues. There's lots of issues with addiction and unemployment in the community. So one of the students that's profiled in the documentary, his mom is an alcoholic and he's living with a family friend. The kids in this film are dealing with issues that are much past their age for what they should have to be dealing with. And so it's inspiring to see how the basketball team plays such a huge role in their lives and how they continue to try even though they lose games in mostly every scene in the film.
And, you know, Indiana's not that far away from Illinois, and I'm sure there are a lot of small towns around here that probably deal with the same thing. So you think that maybe the themes are very similar in other small towns.
Right. And so throughout the film, you see part of a budget meeting with the school board. And so they're talking about whether or not they should consolidate this school and make it part of a bigger district. So that, I mean, we've seen that here in Central Illinois with schools consolidating because there weren't enough students or there wasn't enough money to support the budget for the school. And so this town and this community really hold on to their school district because you hear people in the community in the film say, you know, if this school district goes away, this is the real end to the town. And so they're really fighting that move.
So are there any other issues that this film brings up? I mean, it seems like you have economic disparities. You were talking about substance abuse, alcoholism. Anything else interesting that this film brings up for you?
I'm from a small town and played basketball at a small high school. And so there was a team in the conference that I played for that was like this town. And so you also hear issues of larger schools just kind of beating up on this basketball team and trying to score as many points as they can. And to see how that affected the morale of the students hit me really hard. And there are issues about being a student in a small school and the opportunity that you don't have compared to others at some other districts. And so I think it says a lot about, you know, the spirit of some of these small communities by how they take pride in their school and especially in some of their sports teams.
So besides the movie, what we do for community cinema is we also have panelists in, so we can have a discussion after the film about various issues. Who do we have lined up for tonight?
We are going to be hearing from Robert Hughes, who is a professor in human and community development at the University of Illinois, Mary Maurer, who's assistant dean for field education and is a clinical assistant professor in the School of Social Work. And we are also going to be hearing from Carol Wilson-Smith, who is also a clinical assistant professor in the School of Social Work. We're going to be talking with them. They've done work in some small communities in Central Illinois, and so we're going to be hearing from them about how the issues in Medora relate to our listing area.
That's the film Medora. It's going to be screened tonight as part of our community cinema film series, 7 o'clock at the Spurlock Museum, which is 600 South Gregory Street in Urbana on the U of I campus. There is free parking next to the museum. Lindsay Moon, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I hope to see lots of people out tonight at 7 o'clock at the Spurlock Museum.
You're listening to Here and Now here on AM 580.